Chris, how you doing? Thank you very much for coming out here, and yeah, just thanks for being here. We appreciate seeing you.
Really good. Thanks for having me, guys.
How's the off season been? How'd the summer go for the guys? How's excitement building for this season?
Oh, really good. Really good. We had about six guys in there every day training, and transitioned really well, and had some guys go to Fargo, and now the season's already here, so we're excited to get started.
Now, Bill mentioned COVID, and I don't want to dive too deep into that rabbit hole by any means, but just kind of going into the season, and, you know, that's not totally gone or anything, right? COVID, it's still here, but it has to be kind of nice knowing this season it's not as, you know, much in the spotlight, right? It felt like last season there were so many delays and pauses in the action because of COVID and so many different rules and protocols, but now it seems like finally a little more normalcy. Do you feel that at all with the program?
Just a whole lot of question marks last year, a lot of changes. Coaches kind of worked a lot on the fly, you know, scheduling a duel on Tuesday for Friday, you know, and so hanging out here, I walked in here, first person I saw was Mr. Kobos, and we're excited to get back to the Kobos Classic this year and get back to normalcy, get back to tournaments, and just really testing our guys, because sometimes you go to these dual meets and somebody's out for X, Y, or Z, and then, you know, we don't get challenged. So when we go into these tournaments like the Kobos Classic, all of our guys are going to get some good competition right away.
Coach, you bring back Tristan Green, a stud that ended, I think, the year on a pretty good note. From all appearances, it looked like he had a pretty good summer. Talk to me about building around Tristan. What do you got?
Yeah, so we have his brothers, our senior leader on the team, Cody Green. He had a really good summer training with Tristan all the time. Tristan, he's going to have a really good year. He just puts in the time. Him and his brother, they're training in the morning and stuff. And we have a couple of sophomores in Paul Horton and Bodie Todd who are really making some strides. We have a junior in Diego Morales who is really, really talented, very, very athletic, and is going to turn some heads as well early in the season, I think.
Coach, talking about the LC8, I'm looking through at Wellington, Black River, Columbia. This could be a real dogfight with the LC8 this year.
Absolutely, yeah. We were lucky to win the dual title the last couple years and win the tournament title last year, and we just had a really great group of upperclassmen, and those guys are gone now. So, it's going to be about number one, filling a lineup, which is going to be tough, you know, for anybody. But we got the pieces in place that I think we can get pretty close to that, filling a lineup, and then, just competing week after week. You know, those duels, you know, they're fun, and we're going to try to win them all and then get to that tournament at the end of the year. But, yeah, I mean, Fireland's got a really good program. I just talking to the Columbia coach, he's got a bunch of good juniors and stuff, so it's great to see the Lorain County schools doing really good.
Coach, one last thing, tough loss in the off season, Jimmy Pycraft. Meant so much to so many people in this room here. Just talk to me about that. You know, he battled cancer for the last couple of years. Just a guy that anytime when you thought of Keystone Wrestling, you thought of Jim. You know, he's always there and always kind of put the kids in front. But talk to me about trying to fill those shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's impossible, honestly. You know, it's just a really hard time for our community. We just kind of came together. And, Coach Pycraft, he's been suffering for a long time, and you wouldn't know it. You know, you see him at events and stuff, and he's just the normal guy he's always been. And, things just kind of went south pretty quick there, and he's definitely going to live on in memory for forever. And we talk about him all the time before practice, after practice, and the guys know that he'd be proud that they're working really hard right now.
That's good stuff. A big loss for Lorain County wrestling, but
absolutely
well thought of though. So
Chris, I got one more for you before we do get you out of here, and kind of tying in with the Keystone community, maybe on a bit of a lighter note. I mean, just the athletic success across the board over there at Keystone, it's been incredible. Do you feel that sense of community? It seems like just kind of following all the different accounts on social media and things. Again, the Keystone community very supportive of one another in terms of the athletic teams. Again, just helping support one another throughout their seasons.
Absolutely, it starts at the top. We got a great superintendent, Dan White. We have a great principal at our school, James Kohler, unbelievable. And then our athletic director, John Bailey, we finally got consistency in that. And yeah, our community is very big into athletics. We have a support system and an organization called CATS.
Okay.
That does a lot of fundraising, and we just have a lot of coaches in the building. And we're all kind of competitive. So, you know, we see Coach Griswold get the football guys going in the fall, and, you know, the cross country coach Hobanek has got it going on. We got the soccer team is winning a bunch of games, and we got the volleyball, and it's really awesome to
don't
see.
Don't leave the golfers out there. The state yeah. Don't leave the golfers out, Chris. Yeah. You never the
yeah. I got the Morgan boys in class, and they're all stars. Yeah, it was just an awesome fall. And last year during, you know, all the craziness, it was just awesome, and we got the ball rolling
yeah.
over there, and it's
no kidding.
It's really cool, and they got it going on in the spring. You know, just because Coach Piazza's gone doesn't mean our softball team's going to suffer at all. They're in good hands, and they're working really hard, and just a lot of hard work and a lot of kids that want to be there.
Well, we're excited to see what the Cats can do on the mats here in the winter as
me
well,
too.
Coach. So very much looking forward to your guys' season ahead. Looking forward to catching up hopefully again sometime soon here, Coach.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
There we go.
Good luck.
The head coach of the Keystone Wrestling Program, Chris Von Druska. Big thanks to Coach right there.